Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good afternoon. I greet you today in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so delighted and thankful that you have decided to worship with us on today. This is Apostle Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War. We want to call our worship to order now. Glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service one more time. You didn't have to let us be here. You didn't have to let us be here. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service one more time. You didn't have to let us be here. You didn't have to let us be here. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be in the service. I give God all praise and glory. We just want to welcome each one of you in Radio Land and you that are on in our radio broadcast on today. I give God praise and worship today. We magnify his holy name on today. We're going to get ready for our devotion service. Today we're going to pray, we're going to sing, we're going to read a scripture, and we'll have prayer by the grace of God. Hallelujah. He's sweet, I know. I know storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, I can tell the world where I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. Amen, amen, hallelujah. We will be reading from Psalms 49 on today. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the heart. Wherefore shall I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is precious, and it ceases forever. I have just read you from Psalms 49, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, let us pray. We come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come right now, Lord, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Master, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you on today to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind, Father. I come right now asking you to bind the strong man up on today, bind up every evil, wicked thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus that would try to connect itself to one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. I come this afternoon, Lord, asking you in the mighty name of Jesus to set the atmosphere, Lord, on this radio broadcast on today. Set the wave frequencies, Lord, with your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you on today, Lord, to cover each one of us now in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Father, all around about you in the name of Jesus. I come today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, praying for our worship service on today, holding it up before you, Lord, asking you to be in the midst, in the name of Jesus. I'm coming today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you now, Lord, to send your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to send your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. The word heals, the word delivers, and the word set us free, in the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Father, and teach and preach to your people on today, Lord. I don't know what you want to say, Lord, but the Holy Ghost knows on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Master, I come and bow down at the foot of your throne, Lord, in your throne room, over behind the veil, that it was ripped from top to bottom. I come right now, Lord, holding up this worship service, Father. I ask you right now to send your angels, Lord, to accompany me, Lord, as I deliver this service to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm doing all I know to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now, Father. I thank you right now, Lord. I just thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give your name glory today. I give your name praise. All I want you to do, Lord, is be in the midst. You say where two or three are gathered together, there you will be in the midst. Now two or three may not even be together, but I know you sent your angels, Lord, and I know they're right here, Father, in the name of Jesus. So where two or three of us are together, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for being in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now. I thank you for this worship service today. I thank you, Lord, because I'm going to do it and tell you, tell me not to do it anymore. I'm going to keep right at it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, listen, you put multiple. You said one can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000 in the name of Jesus. I've been running for you a long time, and I'm not tired yet. And I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, and I give you glory on this day, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all for your glory. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to get ready. I'm just so excited about today. I thank God. Even on yesterday, on the Sabbath day, the day of rest, I thank and praise God for a Sabbath day. I thank and praise him for that holy day, the Sabbath day, and to remember it and keep it holy. I thank him for the day in the name of Jesus, and I thank him for this day. You know, we can praise and worship God any day. You know, and I give him praise. So we're going to get ready to go into our testimony service, have a song. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, send your Holy Ghost right on down. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. I can pray better when you send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. I can pray better if you send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Amen, amen. I just thank and praise God on this day. I give God all the praise and all the glory for just today. I have a testimony for every day of the week. Hallelujah, of the month, of the year, every day. Like I said on last week, thank you, Jesus. For every day, for 60 years, God has woke me up. He wake me up every day. The alarm clock don't do anything. It's the Father who shakes me every morning, allow me to wake up in my right mind, clothed in my right mind, with all activities of my limbs. My knee may pop, my arm may hurt, but I have all activities of my limb, and I just thank and praise him on today, because some people take it for granted that he have to wake them up, that he have to do the things that he do. He don't have to do anything, but he give us grace and mercy. We have mercy is new every morning. So when he wake us up, he give us a mind. We should be thanking God for waking us up every morning and repenting every day. Hallelujah. Every 2 or 3 hours. Yes, Lord. And I just thank God today that he wakes me up every day clothed in my right mind with all the activities of my limb. And I just thank him today. Thank him for a roof over my head. I thank him for a car to drive. I thank him for a job to go to. I thank him for strength, help, and strength. I thank him for healing and wholeness. I thank God that I can't do nothing, but he can do everything. I just thank and praise God today. And so I just want to testify. I want to encourage somebody on today that if they'll just stand fast and be unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, hallelujah, that God would stand with them and God would be steadfast with them, hallelujah. I thank and praise God on today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just want to know if anyone else want to testify on today. Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory on today. If you want to testify, if you have a word for the Lord on today, you can do just that on today. I give God his praise. You know, he's so good. And I have to stay faithful. If no one else is faithful, I have to stay faithful to the Lord. He is my rock. He's my refuge. He's everything to me. And I belong to the Lord. I will tell anybody, I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. I tell you, I'm not my own. God has blessed me. He have saved me and healed me and touched me and kept me so 60 years that I know that I've been bought with a price. I belong to Jesus. I belong to the Father. And I thank God that I have a redeemer, that my redeemer liveth. I thank God that I have a father to call my father. See, he my father. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful that I have a father that I can go to and tell him all about my troubles and all about my problems. I give God praise on today. I magnify God. Hallelujah. He is so good and so kind and so merciful, so just, so honest. You know, he is everything. And I give God praise, hallelujah, on this day, Father. I give God the praise, all of the praise, Father. All of the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Hallelujah. Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his love, that we should have been dead and gone. But if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Hallelujah. Where would I be? Thank you, Lord. I thank and praise God on today. I don't know where I would be if it had not been for him. Where would we be? That's why every chance I get to say something for God, every time I look around, he's blessing me over and over again. Every day of my life, I'm blessed because he wakes us up. I truly, truly am blessed, and I give God praise and glory on today for the blessing that he has done for us. I give him praise today, magnifying his holy name on today. So I thank and praise God today for everyone that testified today in our testimony of service. We're not going to stay on too much longer on our testimony service. We want to go right on into our praise and worship here. Let me just get things set up. The Lord.
Everything's gonna be alright. nothing left away. There's gonna be a brighter day.
Keep on moving till I
Praise and worship. I love to hear her sing. It's just an awesome, she's an awesome artist, and I give God praise for her music. So we're going to get ready now to go into the word of the Lord. Music is fine and all of that, but the word, but the word, but the word. And I love the word of God. It's so awesome because it was here when we got here. It'll be here when we leave. So, you know, I'm so excited about it. He gave me a word. And I guess he'll put it together when he get it together. I just do what he say do with it. And I thank and praise God for him giving it to me. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to just get ready to do everything. Father, we come before you now, repenting, asking you for your, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I repent. I ask you to wash me now in the blood of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to use me to preach your word, to bring your message in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the praise and all the glory. Let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people today. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 We're going to get ready to go into the word, and it's just what I know, that I know is God, and bring it just like he gave it to me. Praise him. We're going to be coming out of the book of Colossians, the first chapter, starting at the 9th verse. And this chapter is a chapter where Paul was, it's a prayer. It's a prayer. And God, here, he gave me what he gave me yesterday. I was talking. He gave me, or I was doing something. He said, shift. So he said, shift. And shift means to change or move or change in a different direction, you know. And, you know, saying, Lord, what? Shift. You know, I need something more than shift. You know, what? And he just took his time, and I have to be always ready to hear when he speaks, because he don't speak all at once all the time. And he just kept saying shift, and then I seen the letters steadfast. So are we steadfast in our shift? See, God shifted us, and he's shifting us. Because we don't stay in one spot as we grow in grace, as we grow in maturity, or as we grow in grace or in the word of God. We don't just stay, where we were, where we was when we first accepted Christ. We're growing day by day. So are we steadfast in our shifting? I'm going to read the scripture, and I don't know how God will put it together, but I do know that He gave it to me. So I'm gonna read it now. Starting at the 9th verse. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And I say to you again, are you steadfast in your shift? Are you steadfast in your shift? Now we need to just really let that soak in. Are you steadfast? Are you firm in your shifting? Are you firm on the word of God, on what God is doing? Are you firm? Okay. Cause we also, since the day we heard it, does not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And the first thing Paul prayed was that they might be filled with knowledge. And I was going to say we. And we might be filled with knowledge. We need knowledge. That's why the Lord say, study this, show yourself approved. Now, the Greek word for knowledge is epignosis. Gnosis, epignosis, which means super knowledge. See, the heretics there in Colossus boast that they had super knowledge. And Paul says here, I pray that you might be filled with knowledge, that ye might have super knowledge. But Paul confines this knowledge to the knowledge of the will of God. This knowledge must be in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, not boasting that we know so much or we think we know so much and all this kind of stuff, or we something that we're not. I got super knowledge on stuff, but you need super knowledge in spiritual things, in the things of God. You need knowledge for that, divine wisdom and knowledge for that, and not for this secular or human, not just human, but natural stuff, like you so smart and all this, because, you know, if you exalt yourself, God will abase you. He'll bring you on down, back down to where you supposed to be. So that's what he's saying there, in that we shouldn't boast anyway. If we boast, we should boast in the Lord. But Paul was hoping that they were just boasting in the spiritual understanding. Number 10, verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Excuse me. That ye may walk worthy. This is his second petition, because in this prayer is seven different petitions here, just to let you know, it's seven of them. Okay, his second petition is that they may walk pleasing to God. That means that these believers would not be bowing down to men or attempting to please them. And see, this is where I am with this. When you got to be steadfast into your shifting. You got to be steadfast on the word of God, on the things of God. You cannot bow down or try to please man. That's when I was talking about lying the other day. You know, a lot of times we'll get in this thing, you know, and the devil's so cunning, he'll let you just about lie. I'm telling you, or you have it in your mind to, well, I'm just going to do this. And it be a lie all the time. And you almost think it's right because you're helping somebody. But that's not a good thing. Believe me, it's not. Don't lie one time if you can help it. Ain't nobody perfect. But if you lie about this, you're going to have to lie about it again. And you're going to lie something else about that same thing again, because God will let you keep on till you mess up. You can't do that. And you please men. I'm not finna lie for nobody. I'm not. I'm not finna let nobody send me to hell for lying for them. I can't do it. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, I pray for them that God will move and it will happen. God will move, but I can't. I can't do it. You can't please and bow down to me. Okay. His third petition or request is that they might be fruitful in every good work. The believer is a fruit-bearing branch. Christ is the vine, and we should bring forth fruit. This is what I'm saying. Increasing in the knowledge of God. A believer should not be steady, but alive. But alive. And growing in the word of God all the time. We should be growing, so that their increase in the knowledge of God is a blessing. Is awesome. But your fruit, you should be fruitful in every good work. In every good work. Just like I said, just my example there. When you think it's right to lie to help somebody because you're helping somebody, no, that's not a good work because you're telling a lie. And God, a liar will not tarry in the kingdom of God. God hates a liar. Listen to what I say. He hates a liar. You know, it's just not, We can't do that. And so are we steadfast in our shift? And see, when we first came to Christ, we started learning that little stuff. Stop lying. He started checking stuff off, okay? She didn't stop lying, and she didn't stop doing this, and she didn't stop doing that. We're growing in grace. We're growing in grace. Study growing in grace. But are you steadfast? Don't let the enemy come in and change that. Don't let him come in and do it. No, don't let him come in and trick you. You got to not be distracted. You got to stay on focus. Are you steadfast in your shifting? Are you standing? Are you firm in it? In your shifting, in your change, in your move, in your growth, are you firm in it? We got to stand firm. Okay. 11, verse 11 says, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Here, this is the fifth petition or request. Strength and power can come only from God. We have no strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's not by our might nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by us. We don't have strength like that. God can strengthen us. The strength and power can only come from God. They are produced by the Holy Spirit. These believers are to be strengthened with all might unto all patience and long suffering. And this patience and long suffering is to be with joyfulness. You know, we suffer, we go through, we have tests, trials, you know, we go through things. We go through stuff. But yeah, God know it. God see it. We all do. But it's a way you go through. When you go through it, people won't even know you're going through nothing. Hallelujah. You have so much joy. You don't have this frown on your face all the time. You're mad about stuff all the time. You're complaining and murmuring about stuff all the time. That ain't it. That's why you go through the test again. Because God's trying to get you where he wants you to be. In him. Not that he don't see you suffering and going through, because he do. But like I said before, if he brought you to it, he's going to take you through it. But you got to be right when you get through it. You got to be able to encourage somebody else through your test, because your test is just a testimony for somebody else, an encouragement that, oh, you're going to make it because God brought me through and he's not a respecter of persons. Are you steadfast in your move? Are you steadfast in your change? Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now here's the beginning of the list of things for which Paul is thankful, which we all should be thankful. All our prayers should be filled with thanksgiving. Paul is thankful that God, by his grace, has given us an inheritance with the saints in light. We are to lay hold of that today, right now. We should believe God and believe that every promise that he made us is coming to pass. Everything is so much has come to pass. But all the promises that God made us is coming to pass. It's true. We have to know that it's true in our heart. We got to know it's true. We got to believe what God has said. Whose report are you going to believe? The report of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you just trust in God, if you have faith of a grain of a mustard seed and you believe that God is going to do it, he's going to do it. Just for an example, the other night I was getting ready, Friday night, to go to see Apostle Eckhart. And I was already whatever. And so I was running around the house trying to put things in order and stuff, and my nose just started bleeding. Just bled. And I said, okay, Satan, I'm going anyway. So I kept on moving. I put some tissue in my nose. I kept on moving and took my shower and stuff and put my clothes on. And so I said, let me get my shoes. So I went in my prayer room where my shoe rack is hanging in the closet. And it was an empty spot. I said, where is my Michael Kors heels at? And so I started looking, and so I didn't see them. And I started crying. I said, Lord, I was nice to the people that stayed here, and they come here and they just take advantage of me. They just take my stuff, and I was just crying while I was talking to him. I say, I'm just tired of them. And I went in my closet in my bedroom, and I pulled my shoe rack. And when I pulled my shoe rack, I pulled it in haste. When I pulled it, that shoe flipped up out of wherever it comes from. I guess a shoe rack, but when I pulled the rack, that shoe, now I had all my shoes on there, but that very shoe flipped up out of the rack as if to say, be quiet and stop complaining. Hush, here this shoe is right here. You know, just be quiet. Stop complaining. Here it is. And I had to sit down and gather myself. Do you hear me? Because I know he's right here with me. He hears everything I say. And so many people tell me that. So many prophets and apostles say, the Lord hear you. When I say he hear me, he hear me. I mean, I was saying, Lord, I'm just, tears just overtook me, just overflowed. I just was crying. I said, I'm tired of them. They just take everything. And this and this and this. That shoe flipped up out of that thing. And I had to sit in this chair and gather myself. I couldn't even go no further. I said, Lord, forgive me. Because in my shifting, I can't let that happen again. I got to be steadfast in my shifting. Now, he's saying, now, you going to trust me? You think I'm just going to let them take advantage of you? You think this? You're supposed to trust me. So don't go there no more. Be patient. Long suffering. Look, you know, you got to, this is what I'm trying to say. We got to be long suffering. We got to be patient. We got to be firm about the word of God and God's promises, because they are true. And I thank and praise God for every one of them. Now, verse 12 says, give thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet. Okay, we did that. Number 13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Translated, changed, translated, moved, shifted. He shifted us from the darkness into the kingdom of his Son, into the light. Paul is so thankful that we have been delivered from the kingdom of Satan. We were dead in trespasses and sins, going the way of the world. Now we have been translated. We have been shifted. We have been changed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This is the present aspect of the kingdom of God here on the earth today. You can build the kingdom of God. The only way you can be a part of it is to open your heart and receive Christ as your Savior. That translates you. That shifts you. That moves you into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's what we got to be. And that is how we have to help believers come to Christ. They have to be translated. Number 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Not only have we been translated or shifted or moved into his kingdom, but we also have forgiveness of sins, of our sins from him. This is always associated with the blood of Christ. God does not arbitrarily forgive our sins. We have been redeemed, or we have redemption through his blood. Redemption is forgiveness. That redemption is he forgives us. It's like to be set free. We are enslaved people. Enslaved. We've been set free, redeemed. And I'm so glad today that Jesus paid the price to deliver us out of that slavery. We've been set free. Paul has given thanks to five wonderful truths. I thought it was seven. Five. If we are trusting Christ, God has been made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance, of the believers of light, of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated or moved or changed or shifted us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So I say that Jesus died to redeem us back. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he was hung up. That's why he died on the cross. He redeemed us back from the burning hell, from slave, from Satan. He redeemed us. And I thank God today. I thank him today because he did not have to suffer and go through what he did for us. He could have come down. He could have saved himself, but he decided to die just to save me. He decided to die to save you in radio land. He decided to die to save us on the radio broadcast. He could have come down. He didn't have to let them do to him what they did. But Jesus, huh? Glory to God. But Jesus stepped in and he redeemed us back to the Father by his death, burial, and resurrection. And I just thank God for the blood of Jesus. See, because they call themselves, being funny when they pierce him in the side and blood and water come streaming out. But I tell you today that I'm so grateful that Jesus died out on Calvary's cross in the name of Jesus. He died for out there on Golgotha's hill. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he decided to die so we can be free, that we can be set free. Hallelujah. And I give God all the praise today for his only begotten son. I'm so glad today that he hung and stayed right there for 3 days. And I tell you what, early on that third day morning, he got out of the grave with all power in his hand. And I'm so glad, I'm so glad that he died for us and that he redeemed us back to the Father, that we can have right to the tree of life. I'm so thankful today. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to serve him? I give God all the praise. I give him all the glory today. Oh, yes, Lord, I give him the glory today because he did not have to do it, but he did it. And I'm so glad that he did it. In the name of Jesus, I'm so glad that he died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad God is good. Oh, he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Hallelujah. That he's so worthy to be praised. I give him glory today. I give him, are you steadfast? Are you firm in your translation? Are you firm in your shifting on today? Are you standing? Oh, yes, set up, oh, come on. Are you standing firm on the word of God, on his promises, on the truth? Are you standing firm in your shifting, in your growing? I thank God on today. Hallelujah, because he has made us, and he studied making us, perfecting us. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. Hallelujah. I give God all praise. I'm going to pray right now for us right now. This is our altar call, and I'm not going to hold you long. Just a little prayer for the people of God. Hallelujah. Father, we come right now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you now to forgive us for every known sin and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you are making them stand firm, Lord, in that ship that you got them in. It's shifting in this atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to take control over this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord, that you're binding a strong man up in our lives in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, anything, Lord, that tried any evil, wicked thing that tried to come against us, Lord, I ask you to bind it up in the name of Jesus, even before it reaches us, Lord. Bind it, Lord, before it even comes near us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, each and every one, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover right now in the shed blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach, right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you on today, oh, yes, Lord, to cover each one in radio land, Lord, in the blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach today, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to encamp your angels, Father, all around the bottom, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I ask you, my condurable, to give each one of them a wisdom, divine wisdom and divine knowledge, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Give them wisdom, Lord, and super knowledge. Even super knowledge, divine super knowledge that only can come from you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I pray right now that you cover their minds and their thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Keep them steadfast and abounding in the word of God. Always abounding Lord, in the word of the Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to keep the ship in the Colorado firm, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, this is my prayer for your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to mantle them, Lord, in that prophetic intercession, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on today to mantle each one of you, Lord, in the prophetic intercessory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to not to let there be no lack in the household, in the name of Jesus. No sickness, Lord, in the Nakorana, no infirmity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind it, incommodable, any infirmity, any sickness that try to come nigh thee, in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now, in the name of Jesus. No lack, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord, for long suffering, Lord. I thank you for patience. I thank you right now. I ask you to encourage each one of them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. Let them know that you're right there with them, that you hear them and you see them. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I give you praise on today. I give you praise on today. I give you praise. And I thank you right now that you stand up in me. Every time I bow down, Lord, your spirit man, stand right on up. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, your spirit, Lord, your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You come out of the come about, in the name of Jesus. Glory. I give you glory, Lord. I ask you to bless the end time men and women of war. Glory to God. Ministries, Lord, bless them. Bless Apostle Dean, the covering, in the name of Jesus. Every member, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless their home. In the name of Jesus, bless their families today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we'll be careful, hallelujah, to give you all the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask it all. And for your glory, amen. Thank God. I just thank and praise God today for each one of you, you and you in Radio Land, and the ones that's on the broadcast. I thank and praise God for you in the name of Jesus. We're not going to hold you any longer. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central for our first Bible class and our prayer. Intercessory prayer, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord because he's really giving me a lot on the prophetic intercessory, and we want to learn how to be a prophetic intercessor. So we want to our Bible study on tomorrow evening. So if there's nothing else, we're going to get ready, and I just thank each and one of you again for being on with us as long as you have. I love you all in the Lord. Father, we thank you now for our service. Thank you for each one that's on our radio broadcast. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You all have a good evening. God bless you and good night. Amen. Love you.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.